So no, who's going to?
Yeah.
Now what do? You become conscious of that. You give yourself some empathy for how frightening it is to see another person's needs when they are nakedly expressed. You see this tendency in yourself to want to lose connection with your own needs. The fear, how do I meet both my need to be nurturing, but to myself as well as the other? So you stop and make sure you never agree to do what the other person wants unless it's play. You just deal with this within yourself, but you don't ever do anything if it isn't play. So you take a deep breath and you give empathy. So that might sound like this. I'm really torn right now because hearing how much this means to you, there's a part of me that really is wanting to jump in and really meet my need to nurture. I would love them to. But there's another part of me that still has this great need right now for so-and-so. So how would you feel about our meeting at this time when I think I could really do it out of an energy that meets both of my needs? Oh, I can take that as a gift right now because of how you empathize with my need. I needed the empathy, but now I can see, I can receive your need as a memnoon. Yeah. I love a line that my friend Ruth Bibbermeyer put in one of her songs about this in herself, about how hard it was for her to give to herself and how easy it was for her to give to others. And then the line is, to give is domination if I can't also receive.
Explain that in your terms?
Yes. If I've been educated to be selfless, I'm not giving other people the opportunity to nurture, to meet their need for giving. If I'm the only giver, I'm hogging the good stuff.
So it's tainted.
It's tainted because it's not coming out of the real energy. It's to be a good woman.